shortly after I got here, there was a faculty member at the School of Medicine who was recruiting physicians to help teach medical ethics to medical students. And because of my experiences with I was in private practice for 3 years. My experiences with taking care of dialysis patients, I really was fascinated with these questions of who should we put on dialysis, who shouldn't we put on dialysis, is it okay, is it ethical to stop dialysis? So I was already fascinated with medical ethics because of the ethical questions in nephrology and in treating dialysis patients. And early on, this older physician sort of enlisted me to become involved in teaching medical ethics. So that was something very supportive about WVU. I mean, within a year of my getting here, I was involved in teaching medical ethics because of some mentoring, okay, from a senior colleague. And then I went on to get more, I did more studies in medical ethics. In fact, I did a sabbatical at the University of Chicago between 1989 and 1990 in medical ethics. And that all was sort of the supportive environment of WVU that was encouraging me to develop my interest in medical ethics and to apply it to the care of dialysis patients. But one of the reasons why I came back to academic medicine is I realized that I enjoyed teaching and I enjoyed research. And I wanted to ask questions and find answers, and I wanted to figure out how I could improve the care of dialysis patients. The research then gives me interesting, provocative things to be able to teach the students, and it allows me to teach the students cutting-edge types of things. So they really work very well together. In fact, if I wasn't doing patient care and research, I think my teaching would really suffer. Patient care stimulates me to ask questions. I then do the research, and then I have a lot more to teach.